I'm Jackie.
I'm Gina.
Welcome to Bold Leap, where we focus on capturing the raw, authentic narratives of people like you
who took a bold leap to pursue their dreams. If you're struggling with how to make it happen and how to get started,
or maybe you just need a seed of inspiration,
then we invite you to take the bold leap.
Like, subscribe, and follow.
Aaron Sapirsky joins us to discuss the emotional estate sale process. Keep listening as we explore Aaron's experience for making the significant lifestyle changes sometimes necessary. Jackie.
Gina.
Lots of treasures and souvenirs, or do you toss everything?
I toss
everything that's not yours.
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
All of John and the kids' stuff.
Because that's junk.
Right.
But mine are treasures, so
I keep them. Sure.
We have too much stuff in our house. You know what happens is I watch that train wreck show, Hoarders, and when I watch that, I start getting rid of everything. What about you?
Yes, I moved recently, so I got rid of a lot of stuff.
Oh, you did.
I did. And then every time somebody contacts me about leaving a bag of goodies, I do. I go through and get rid of stuff. So, but do I have too much? Yes, but yeah.
Well, I'm excited about our show today because I did want to know about estate sales. And Aaron Sapirsky is the brains behind Aaron's Estate Sales LLC, an award-winning company specializing in turning life's transitions into financial opportunities for seniors. Since 2011, his company has helped countless families as well as managing high-profile estate sales such as Motown Mansion and for baseball legend Denny McLain. A certified appraiser, Aaron's expertise spans antiques to modern treasures. His ventures, including Stage Detroit and Block Auction House, further highlights his entrepreneurial spirit. Aaron is dedicated to providing a seamless experience for those making significant lifestyle changes. Join us today as we learn the ins and outs of estate sales, exploring not just the basics, but also the emotional process of releasing the past to pave the way for new beginnings. Welcome to Boldly Podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy you're here because we got a lot of stuff we need to get rid of. Okay, so Aaron, first of all, when I think of estate sales, I think of something that rich people do.
Sure. I mean, I think that we try to, obviously we do a lot of estate sales of people that are wealthy and that are downsizing, but we try to help everyone. Our goal is to help America downsize. So we want to help everyone in America. There's 32 million seniors in America. We want to help them downsize and unburden their lifestyle.
So, and then who's taking it?
Yeah.
So wait. Future customers are taking it.
Right.
That's who.
Exactly.
How does an estate sale work? Like, give us the process. If I were to contact you, what's the process?
Yeah, usually it's in the process when somebody is moving or downsizing, moving into assisted living or moving out of state or moving to a smaller home where they don't need the large furniture, the things that they have any longer. So they contact us. We come in, we do a free assessment where we walk through their house. We see what they have for sale, what they're keeping. And then we sit down with them or the family and decide if there's enough to have an estate sale. Mm-hmm. At that point, our team will come in once the client has removed everything that they want to keep, and we'll do an estate sale. We'll set the whole house up like a store. So we'll go through, we'll reorganize the entire home. We'll go through, you know, 50, 60, 75 years sometimes of clutter and collections and everything that you could imagine. Set the house up like a store, do all the research, pricing, all the advertising. We get about 500,000 views on our estate sales every single month. And then we open the doors on the weekend. It's like a massive garage sale that the whole community is invited to. And these sales make, you know, anywhere from $10,000 all the way up to, we've done sales that have done $250,000
wow.
in just a few days.
Now, what if someone doesn't want to do it at the home? Do you have a venue that you can do this?
Yeah, so we don't usually, currently we don't move the items into another location. Sometimes when people do that, they move it into a warehouse and it doesn't present like it would in the home. Places, you know, furniture stores spend millions of dollars trying to make their showrooms look like homes. And we already have the home. So we love to sell the items in the home where it sits. It also, then you don't have the extra labor of moving the items and the extra cost involved mm-hmm. with that. So we try to do it in the home as much as possible.
So who decides like the value of the items?
Yeah, our team does. So okay. we have two certified appraisers on staff. And we go in and through the experience of hosting these every single weekend, we know what the furniture is going to sell for. We know what the kitchenware is going to sell for. Any art or anything that needs to be appraised, we do that. And then we list the prices.
Wow. How did you get into this?
You know, my next door neighbor did estate sales for 30 years. And back 30 years ago, the only places that were doing estate sales in Michigan were really around Grosse Pointe. Mm-hmm. All the old money when people were selling their houses. And so I learned from him a massive deal about antiques, collectibles, things that I had no idea would be worth money. Got rid of that job. And then me and my wife, now she was in college at the time, we needed some way to make money. So I was buying and selling. I had all of this data and all this knowledge about mm-hmm. antiques. I was buying and selling, but I didn't love the idea of you having a $1,000 item and me having to offer you $400 or $500 to make money on it and you not having that information as well. So instead, I wanted to start the estate sale company to help people on your behalf try to get as much money as possible for your items. And so when I made that flip in my mind, within 24 hours, I had my first estate sale job, and we did $10,000
wow.
that first week. And ever since then, this was 12 years ago, we've just been building and building and building yeah. and building.
And you're like the go-to.
Yeah, we're definitely really. The largest. We're one of the largest in the nation. We do about 300 estate sales just here in Michigan every single year, which equates to about 5 to 10 every week.
Wow.
So we have a huge team. We have about 40 staff here. We have 5 people overseas and just going, cranking through these houses, helping people.
What's been the most interesting piece that you've found while doing estate sales?
That's the definite main question. You know, you never know what's going to be in that next drawer or what's going to be behind the next door and in that closet. We had one sale. It was like a little grandma type of sale. It had a doll collection. It had doilies. Like, it was quintessentially grandma's house. Mm-hmm. And in the basement, we see something kind of poking out of the rafters, and she had no family. All the money was actually being donated to the Humane Society of this home. And we go up in the rafters and we pull this thing out, and it's a rifle. And then we look above the drop ceiling and we pulled out 37 guns out of this house that she had stashed up there. And then also in the same house, while going through the Christmas items, we found a tin, and it had about $30,000 of gold coins
wow.
and about $20,000 of other jewelry just sitting in the Christmas stuff in this house.
And she didn't even know about it?
Well, she had passed away.
Oh.
So, and there was no family, so it was all being handled by lawyers.
Wow.
So what a surprise.
Yeah, super surprise.
Are there things that you end up buying?
I don't buy anything anymore.
No.
I like to collect the money, you know?
Yeah.
I used to collect mid-century modern furniture and art and things like that.
And then you had to do your own estate sale.
And I right, did. Exactly. I actually, we started our auction house with my collection of art, doing a mid-century auction that we held on Wayne State campus back probably about 6 years ago. And that was the time when I was like, I'm done collecting all of these things. I want to grow my business.
So how does somebody know if you will work with them? Like, if you'll agree to auction off their stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So with a estate sale, all they really need is a house full of furniture or things. Usually we go out and do the free assessment because people don't really know what their things are worth. Mm-hmm. So they don't really know, can an estate sale be done? So we love to go out. Sometimes on that appointment, we'll find that there's not enough for an estate sale, but there's one really good piece that should go to worldwide auction. So we'll consign that piece for the client. But we would never know that unless we walk through, and the client would never know either.
Okay,
because they're
and
just not aware.
What's not enough? Like, is there a dollar amount that you know, won't go under?
We're definitely looking. The average home in America has about $10,000 worth of estate sale value. Actually, our estate sale average is about $14,700
okay.
on average. And so that's really what we're looking for. So sure, there's okay. houses that are like, hey, there's only $3,000 left here. The family took everything they wanted. It's just some old furniture. They'd be better off donating and trashing anything that donation won't take.
Okay.
And do you help people with that cleanup process? Should they think they can contract you to do that, and now you it's deemed that there's not enough. So do you help them make those steps or?
Yeah, 100%. So when we go out, we're looking at how do we help this person? Is it an estate sale? Is there anything for auction? And then if not, can we get this house cleared out for the real estate sale? And now we're also selling the real estate. So we've started a real estate company about 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, we've already had about 10 listings from estate sales.
Wow.
Congratulations. Which is really
exciting. That's amazing. What's the name of the real estate company?
The real estate company is sold by VIE, which is VIE, so sold by VIE.com. With the real estate, we've partnered with an agent who has been running real estate offices in Birmingham for the last 15 years. And so we've created this company that really has the expertise to provide to our clients, especially when you're dealing with trust in estates mm-hmm. and people passing away. It's a whole different scenario than you just selling your home.
Bold Leap is produced by Podcast Nation. To learn more, visit us at podcastnation.com.
What is Stage Detroit?
Yeah, so Stage Detroit is a company that grew out of doing the estate sales. So we were contacted by Stage Detroit. The lady who owns Stage Detroit was downsizing and going to California, and she had this amazing furniture real estate staging business. And so when we went in to liquidate the contents, we realized that with the setting that she had the items in a warehouse, like we were talking about, there it wasn't going to bring the value of what the furniture was worth. So we made an offer to buy the entire business so that she could go to California and leave. And so we've been running that business now for probably 8 months, Stage Detroit. And we have clients with Bedrock. We have large clients that we go in and we stage the real estate property to make it beautiful.
Oh, so like if somebody's selling it,
exactly,
you stage it so that it's appealing. And
exactly. And we mostly operate with homes that are empty, like unoccupied homes in that. So we'll take a blank slate and we'll turn it into something that's really appealing.
So how many companies do you have?
So right now we have Aaron's Estate Sales, Block Auction House, Stage Detroit, and Vi Real Estate.
Jeez, oh, Pete, I expected you to be a lot older. Well, congratulations. That's amazing. What's the big picture goal for you?
Yeah, thank you. I think that the estate sale company has breeded so much other opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so our big target right now is to expand the estate sale company. One of the biggest things that I'm doing right this second is to put in all the processes and systems and extract myself out of the business and get everything running smoothly. And then when it's not, jump back in and figure out why and what's mm-hmm. the process that we need to fix so that our next location we want to be in by September, which is Dallas. We want to go to Dallas by September, but I'm really heavily focused on organizing and systemizing the current estate sale company. And we want to do 10 locations in the next 3 years with that.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Have you thought about a reality show?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Definitely.
Well, no, seriously, because they have like all the different, you know, real estate shows and everything else. Why not do a like an estate sale type thing? Because I would imagine you must deal with a lot of people that don't want to let things go. Or there's got to be like a whole emotional side to this business of people or families feuding, who wants 100%. To hold on to this, and who, you know, do you deal with all that?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're really sensitive to our clients' needs because they are going through some of the hardest times of their life. Right. They're downsizing either their personal collection, and sometimes they've been around these items for 50 years.
Right.
That's a long time to be looking and to be admiring a piece of art or right. to fall in love with the things that you have. And people get very attached to stuff, to things.
Right.
And so it's definitely challenging getting someone to realize, hey, there's a better life. If you are free of all this stuff, there is a more free life. You can right. travel. You can, you know, even just going from a large 3,000-4,000 square foot house to an apartment or an assisted living, like traveling, just being free of all the maintenance and all the upkeep and the cleaning and all of that, that as we get older, we don't really want to deal with all of that.
Right.
We want to live our life.
Right.
And especially when you've worked so hard over the last 50, 60 years, like, just go be free.
Right.
And that's my pitch to everyone why they should have an estate sale.
How do you make people feel confident to trust you with their things?
I think it's based on the knowledge. Like when we go in and we can say, hey, that Yadro or that antique clock that was built in 19, you know, whatever, if you can have the knowledge on what their items are, they're super surprised. Because first of all, they don't ever get someone in their house that knows about those things that they care about so much, like a train collection. Mm-hmm. And just knowing, oh, that's a HO scale train and that's built by Lionel pre-war and this is what this might bring, is a huge factor in getting trust across. And also the reputation, like 90% of our business here in Michigan has been snowballing from doing good work and getting referrals. So people know that when they call us, they're going to get the best.
Yeah. And you guys did the Motown Mansion. That's when I first met you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. So we're actually...
That was cool.
We're working on an estate sale for the house right next door.
Really?
Right now that it's not listed yet. It's going to be listed in the next few weeks with a great agent, a Detroit agent. And then we're hopefully going to be doing that estate sale as well very soon here.
And for people to reach out to you, they could call you at 248-915-8888. Or they could go to your website, which is aaronsestatesales.com.
You got it.
And schedule a consultation. The consultation is free, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Any tips that you want to, you know, give to our listeners if they're thinking about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the biggest tip is don't throw anything away until you get just some sort of advice from a professional. And then go crazy, because definitely there is things that need to be thrown away in a house that is just not worth going through.
And your team helps.
And our team does help, absolutely. And we want to help you decide, is this sellable, is this not? My rule of thumb is that if you've purchased it before, someone else will purchase it.
Oh,
so if
good.
You bought it, then yeah. someone else will buy it. So don't throw anything away. In that house I was just telling you about, in the house next to the Detroit Motown Mansion, the guy was like, hey, we're throwing out all the clothes that my wife had that's upstairs in the carriage house. And I was like, well, let me look first. And he was like, no, we just want to get rid of them. And I look, I go up there, I'm like, I force him to let me look. And upstairs we find brand new from the 70s, vintage YSL, vintage Chanel, like amazing with tags that some people just don't have the concept of, hey, these items, someone else wants these items.
Right.
They're valuable to someone. So
that's a great tip, though. If you bought it, somebody else probably will buy it. That's exactly. Excellent. Aaron, thank you so much. This was great.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to wrap up with our benchmark question. What are your top 2 to 3 things that you work on every day to make sure that you stay, you know, moving forward with your business?
Absolutely. For me, I focus so much on my business, and the only other thing on my mind is my family. And my family really propels me to do well in business, because I want to set a great example for my daughter. I want to set a great example for my wife. And in my business, just making sure that I keep the meetings with my executive team and keep them winning, keep them up tone instead of this problem. Like, what are we winning on right now? What can we firm up and make us win more? And let's forget about the problems and things. Like, what are we doing right? And how can we do it more right?
Oh, that's great. Instead of focusing on the problems and what's wrong, you focus on what's going right.
Absolutely.
Oh, good for you. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us today. And remember, sometimes the only mode of transportation available is a bold leap. Comment and share this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember to be bold.